Hi, Steve Webb here with the LifeSpring family of podcasts to invite you to attend a very special event at the New Media Expo in Ontario, California, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. My son Matt Webb of the band Exploder.
Where does your existence end? The God's fingertips begin.
And Miss Carmen Tyler.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Will be there to lead us in worship, and then Reverend Jimmy Bratcher.
Oh, he told me about love, and I made a decision. And my old man died with my bad religion.
We'll bring a powerful message of hope, love, and good news. This worship service is open to everyone. Join with folks from around the world as we gather together as one body to worship God. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, Ballroom A. I'll see you there. And welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 253. Today we'll be reading Proverbs chapters 14 through 16, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 14. Every wise woman builds her household, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. The one who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but the one who is perverted in his ways despises him. In the speech of a fool is a rod for his back, but the words of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the feeding trough is clean, but an abundant harvest is produced by strong oxen. A truthful witness does not lie, but a false witness breathes out lies. The scorner seeks wisdom but finds none, but understanding is easy for a discerning person. Leave the presence of a foolish person, or you will not understand wise counsel. The wisdom of the shrewd person is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deception. Fools mock at reparation, but among the upright there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and with its joy no one else can share. The household of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way that leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. The backslider will be paid back from his own ways, but a good person will be rewarded for his. A naive person believes anything, but the shrewd person discerns his steps. A wise person is cautious and turns from evil, but a fool throws off restraint and is overconfident. A person who has a quick temper does foolish things, and a person with crafty schemes is hated. The naive inherit folly, but the shrewd are crowned with knowledge. Those who are evil will bow before those who are good, and the wicked will bow at the gates of the righteous. A poor person is disliked even by his neighbors, but those who love the rich are many. The one who despises his neighbor sins, but whoever is kind to the needy is blessed. Do not those who devise evil go astray, but those who plan good exhibit faithful covenant love. In all hard work there is profit, but merely talking about it only brings poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the folly of fools is folly. A truthful witness rescues lives, but the one who breathes lies brings deception. In the fear of the Lord one has strong confidence, and it will be a refuge for his children. The fear of the Lord is like a life-giving fountain to turn people from deadly snares. A king's glory is the abundance of people, but the lack of subjects is the ruin of a ruler. The one who is slow to anger has great understanding, but the one who has a quick temper exalts folly. A tranquil spirit revives the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. The one who oppresses the poor insults his creator, but whoever shows favor to the needy honors him. The wicked will be thrown down in his trouble, but the righteous have refuge even in the threat of death. Wisdom rests in the heart of the discerning. It is known even in the heart of fools. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. The king shows favor to a wise servant, but his wrath falls on one who acts shamefully. Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle response turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise treats knowledge correctly, but the mouth of the fool spouts out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on those who are evil and those who are good. Speech that heals is like a life-giving tree, but a perverse tongue breaks the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but whoever heeds reproof shows good sense. In the house of the righteous is abundant wealth, but the income of the wicked brings trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the hearts of fools. The Lord abhors the sacrifices of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord abhors the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Severe discipline is for the one who abandons the way. The one who hates reproof will die. Death and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of humans? The scorner does not love one who corrects him. He will not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes the face cheerful, but by a painful heart the spirit is broken. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but the one with a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth and turmoil with it. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox where there is hatred. A quick-tempered person stirs up dissension, but one who is slow to anger calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is like a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is like a highway. A wise child brings joy to his father, but a foolish person despises his mother. Folly is a joy to one who lacks sense, but one who has understanding follows an upright course. Plans fail when there is no counsel, but with abundant advisors they are established. A person has joy in giving an appropriate answer and a word at the right time. How good it is! The path of life is upward for the wise person, to keep him from going downward to Sheol. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he maintains the boundaries of the widow. The Lord abhors the plans of the wicked, but pleasant words are pure. The one who is greedy for gain troubles his household, but whoever hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous considers how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. A bright look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the body. The person who hears the reproof that leads to life is at home among the wise. The one who refuses correction despises himself, but whoever hears reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord provides wise instruction, and before honor comes humility. Proverbs chapter 16. The intentions of the heart belong to a man, but the answer of the tongue comes from the Lord. All a person's ways seem right in his own opinion, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord works everything for its own ends, even the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord abhors every arrogant person. Rest assured that they will not go unpunished. Through loyal love and truth, iniquity is appeased. Through fearing the Lord, one avoids evil. When a person's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he even reconciles his enemies to himself. Better to have a little with righteousness than to have abundant income without justice. A person plans his course, but the Lord directs his steps. The divine verdict is in the words of the king. His pronouncements must not act treacherously against justice. Honest scales and balances are from the Lord. All the weights in the bag are his handiwork. Doing wickedness is an abomination to kings, because a throne is established in righteousness. The delight of kings is righteous counsel, and they love the one who speaks uprightly. A king's wrath is like a messenger of death, but a wise person appeases it. In the light of the king's face there is life, and his favor is like the clouds of the spring rain. How much better it is to acquire wisdom than gold. To acquire understanding is more desirable than silver. The highway of the upright is to turn away from evil. The one who guards his way safeguards his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be lowly in spirit with the afflicted than to share the spoils with the proud. The one who deals wisely in a matter will find success, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The one who is wise in heart is called discerning, and kind speech increases persuasiveness. Insight is like a life-giving fountain to the one who possesses it, but folly leads to the discipline of fools. A wise person's heart makes his speech wise, and it adds persuasiveness to his words. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way that leads to death. A laborer's appetite works on his behalf, for his hunger urges him to work. A wicked scoundrel digs up evil, and his slander is like a scorching fire. A perverse person spreads dissension, and a gossip separates the closest friends. A violent person entices his neighbor and leads him down a path that is terrible. The one who winks his eyes devises perverse things, and the one who compresses his lips brings about evil. Gray hair is like a crown of glory. It is attained in the path of righteousness. Better to be slow to anger than to be a mighty warrior, and one who controls his temper is better than one who captures a city. The dice are thrown into the lap, but their every decision is from the Lord. As I was thinking about these chapters, I thought that it might be kind of an interesting study on one's own personality and one's own spiritual welfare or condition if you took a piece of paper and divided it, wise and foolish, and then as you read through the Proverbs to put a hash mark under the column that relates to you on each one of these items. Were you wise here or were you foolish here? How would you do? I'm not so sure my score would be very enviable. It would be a fun exercise and enlightening. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.